children. In the evening, the Lord gave his 12 disciples the first Holy Supper. He gave them the bread and wine, and he said, "Do this to remember me." Now that was a little hint that Jesus wasn't going to be with them very much longer, and so they would take the Holy Supper to remember him by. And then Jesus said, "All of you will be offended in me this night. This very night, you're not going to believe in me." And the disciples were very surprised that Jesus would say that. Listen what the Lord said to Simon Peter and how Peter answered him. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked for all of you to sift you all as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am prepared to go with thee both into prison and to death." And he told him, "I say to thee, Peter, the rooster shall not crow today before thou hast denied that thou knowest me 3 times. So in this part of the story, Peter was sure that he would never do that he would follow the Lord wherever the Lord went. But did he? Let's read a little farther on in the story. "And taking Jesus, they led him away and led him into the house of the chief priest, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had lit a fire in the midst of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat in the midst of them. But a certain maid, seeing him as he sat by the light and gazing at him, said, 'This man also was with him.' And he denied him, saying, 'Woman, I do not know him.' And after a very little while, another, seeing him, declared, 'Thou art also of them.' But Peter said, 'Man, I am not.' And after the space of about 1 hour, another strongly affirmed, saying, 'In truth, this man also was with him, for he also is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I do not know what thou sayest.' And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And the Lord, turning, looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, when he had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows, thou shalt deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly." Let's listen also to what something the Lord teaches us about the spiritual sense of this story. He who is acquainted with the internal sense of the word is able to know what is involved in Peter's denying the Lord 3 times before the rooster crowed twice. For by Peter was represented the faith of the church, or what is the same, the church as to faith. By the time when the rooster crowed was signified the last state of the church. This time was also called cock crowing. By the denial 3 times was signified full and complete denial of the Lord in the end of the church. For the Lord is denied when there is no longer any faith, and there is no faith when there is no longer any charity. 3 signifies what is full and complete. And from this, it was said that he would deny 3 times. This was done in twilight, when morning was about to come, and cock crowing and twilight before morning are the same. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.